Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. This is the latest of Yakta Murli, 25th February 2021, which was the recorded Murli of 15th March 2010. So, double foreigners are double effort makers. Bab Dada saw this. A lot of more in the news of Madhavan. All those who have come here, do all of you consider yourselves to be free from obstacles? Those who consider yourself to be free from obstacles, raise your hands. Free from obstacles? Acha. There is a majority. Some are not, though the majority is. So this is the latest Avyakta Murli of Baba Milan in Shantivan. Baba is asking double foreigners, raise your hands. Those who consider themselves free from obstacles. Nirvigna. Free from obstacles. Somebody has said, life is 10% problem and 90% how you respond to it. It's all about your response. There's something basic to understand here. When Baba says nirvigna, free from obstacle, what do you exactly mean? Let's first try to understand obstacles, problems, difficulties, challenges of life. This is all depending on outlook. If I think something as problem, that thing becomes a problem. It somewhere depends on my thinking. For example, somebody drinks tea and somebody doesn't drink tea. There are many spiritual institutions where tea is prohibited. So, if somebody starts drinking tea, the tea is a problem to that person of that spiritual institution. But here, in Brahma Kumaris, tea is accepted. People begin Amrit Vela with tea. During Amrit Vela also they drink tea in between, and some of them drink immediately after that. Rather, tea is not a problem, because it is accepted. So this becomes a drink of awareness. It increases alertness, they say. If we do Amrit Vela after drinking tea, we don't feel sleepy. So mind has accepted, okay, tea is needed. It is must for meditation. So tea is no problem. But then there are many institutions where tea is prohibited, not allowed. It's an intoxicant. And now you go, for example, in Mahatma Gandhi's ashram, tea is not allowed. So if somebody starts drinking tea, he will feel as if he has committed some sin. So there will be guilt consciousness. So now T is problem somewhere, T is not a problem somewhere. T is accepted. Suppose somebody is following a natural diet, for him T is absolutely nonsense. It should not be drunk at all. And those who drink tea, he looks at them with disdain, with scornful attitude. He doesn't feel that these are good people who drink tea. They are not religious people. They don't possess courage or they don't have self-control. And those who drink tea and those who enjoy, they feel he is such a miserable person. He is a poor thing. He doesn't know what is what awareness and what stage of higher meditation we achieve with tea. So now you see, for somebody it is a problem and for some it is not a problem. For somebody it is an enjoyment. So this obstacle thing, it's somewhere in the mind. If I think, for example, if breathing is a problem, if I think that this why I'm breathing, I should not. So breathing itself will become a problem for me. So anything can become a problem. Anything. It is all about the outlook. It is all about the mental attitude. How I see things. Coming back to tea. You know how the tea is discovered? There are many stories. But in countries like Japan and China, trees must. It is accepted there. Especially in the monasteries, in ashrams, in Zen, they feel tea is a meditation. They have tea parties. They will sit together and each house will have a different cup and saucer, self-prepared, self-made. And then they will sit together in meditation and the tea is getting prepared and the smell and the aroma is spreading. And then somebody is bringing the tea and then they will pour it nicely into the cup and then they will drink and they will do meditation. Before meditation, during meditation, after meditation. It's so absolutely accepted thing. But as I said, in some of the places, it is not accepted. And if they develop this habit, it becomes a problem. And now the question arises, how should I get rid of the problem? Tell me the solution. Bodhidharma was one person who went from India to China for the first time. And it was he who brought Buddhism in China. So once he was meditating, he found that this sleep is a disturbance in meditation. I should not sleep. Why should I sleep? It's difficult, easy to give up food. So he gave up food. But what about sleep? The sleep was interfering in his meditation. So he cut these eyelids and threw. And he was meditating near a mountain. The name of the mountain was Ta, from where the word tea came. So he was meditating and he threw that, his eyelids. And from there one plant grew. And that plant, those leaves, boiled and he drank and he felt energy. Sleep gone away. Total awareness. And this is how the tea was invented. Since it was Ta, they started calling it the tea. It was Cha or Chi in those language. It became Chai. As it traveled countries, it became famous all over the world. It introduced into Europe and then into Asia. And then people started drinking and not just drinking, getting addicted to it. So for some it is problem, for some it is not a problem. People go to the hotels and they eat. Spiritual people, that is not a problem. But here it is a problem. So now what to do then? The first thing is thinking. Even if an obstacle comes, don't think it is an obstacle. This is what Baba has taught. If you think it is an obstacle, it will become an obstacle. Then what will happen? You will start feeling it. And then you start desire to find a solution to the obstacle. These are the three functions of the mind. Thinking, feeling and desiring. The three psychology describes three functions of the mind. Thinking, you think. You feel, you desire. In this way, mind is not an object. It is a thing. It is not mind. It is minding. It is a verb. Mind is not a noun. So, the process of thinking is mind. The process of feeling is mind. The process of desiring is mind. Now, I have an obstacle. I think about it. Rather, I overthink about it. And then that problem, that obstacle becomes a problem. There is one thing. I think this thing as an obstacle in my path. So this thing becomes an obstacle, thinking. Then I feel it is an obstacle. And then I start desiring, means I start finding a solution. And I remain restless most of the time because I never find a solution. I keep on visiting people and ask him, this is my problem and tell me how to solve it. It is self-created. It is not a problem, but it has been created in the mind. That's why the most important thing here is you have to work at the level of thought. Somebody is creating disturbance for me. I feel that this person is a problem. And I start yoga with Baba, remove him from this department, from this bus, from this place, or send him somewhere. Because this person is a problem for me. Now the problem is the thinking. You have accepted something as obstacle, as problem, as difficulty. So you start feeling the same way. And once you start feeling, then you desire. And then to, what is the desire? How to get rid of the problem. Because it is something negative. I don't want it. It is causing me displeasure, difficulty. So, the three things, the three functions of the mind, thinking, feeling and desiring, they all are directed in one path. Now, what can I do? Can I change them? Can I reverse them? So, the process will start with the mind, thinking. If something comes in front of me, very tough, very difficult, let me think of the good things that can happen, are happening because of that particular thing. Because every adversity, pratikul, every adversity brings with it the potential of growth. When I pass through situations, I am here A. When I pass through this situation, I am A here, a bigger A. I am not the same A. Because every situation teaches me something. And I am here, and I am the situation, but I escape, I run away. Then I remain the same. But every time I overcome one difficult situation, every time I overcome one challenge, every time I accept a challenge, I grow. The result is growth. The result is growth. So if you look at every new situation of life with this vision, then it will not appear as an obstacle. It's a challenge. Accepting challenges every day. Do those things which you have never done before. It is very easy to say, I am an amateur, I have not done it. I have no experience of it. Please give it to somebody who is experienced. It is so easy to escape. You have all the list of things which you can tell. For example, somebody is given a new seva. You do this. I remember long back when I was in the medical college, we had just, our internship had just started. And we had no clinical experience. Till now we were just bookworms, drowned in books, reading for the exams. That's it. Our aim was to pass the exam, nothing more than that. But then, internship had started and it was the very first posting, and I remember one very serious patient came at night. And then that patient had to be transferred to another place. It was 4-hour journey and it was some VIP. So it was asked, who will go with him? So I had no experience, but I was so enthusiastic, I said, I will go. And that journey taught me so many things. So many things. It was a very tough journey of those 4 hours. The patient was absolutely bad, intubated. He's throwing out blood through mouth. So, any new challenge, when you accept, the result is growth. The result is growth. But if I say, no, this is obstacle, this is obstacle, this is obstacle. For example, this is your department. And a new person comes, or for example, new boss, tough boss, difficult boss, problematic boss. So you are waiting, or you are increasing your yoga so that he can get transferred somewhere, or he falls sick, or he goes out on leave, or something happens to him, something like that. We don't want him. But you know, every person is not just a soul. When you interact with every person, you are not just interacting with a new soul, but you are interacting with a set of sanskars, a unit of sanskars. This is a person. He is the unit of sanskars. He is the unit of some experiences. Because every man has gone through some difficulties in his life. What he is at present is the result of those sanskars. So when I interact with a new person, when I interact with any person, I am not just interacting, oh, this is a soul and he has his part and all those. Recently there was a Murli, Sakar Murli. Day before yesterday, Baba said, each soul has its own part and own strength. Own part and own strength. So definitely he is a soul, but I look at him as a set of new sanskars, as a set of some learned sanskars, as a set of some conditioning, past conditioning. So when I am interacting with him, I am not just interacting with one thing, but a set of things. And definitely some of his sanskars or some of his habits, addictions, nature will influence. As he is the set of sanskars, I am also set of sanskars. Some of his sanskars are not agreeing with my sanskars. There is a conflict. And that's why I feel he is not good. But if I accept him as a set of sanskars, then what I think is, I must learn from him. He has come with a torch in his hand, and that torch is focusing in some unconscious point of my subconscious mind. He has come, every new person is coming with a torch. And that torch, this is my brain. And there are certain areas of the brain which are very sensitive. And this is my deepest weakness, my vulnerable point, my sensitive point is here. People keep on praising me, oh, you are this, you are this. That point remains untouched. He comes with a torch and he suddenly insults me and this point is activated. So when this point is activated, what is happening is a reaction. And when this point is activated, which remained hidden, the result is pain. I feel pain. I feel suffering. I feel sorrow. And then suddenly, I feel my stage was so high. And why I'm suddenly feeling sorrow? So, every situation is a teacher. Every circumstance is a teacher. Every new place is a teacher. Every new time, every new thing that is happening around me is a teacher. So, I learn. So, what is the attitude now? Learning attitude. So that negative thing or that obstacle, that circumstance doesn't appear to me as an obstacle. This is in fact the real method of becoming obstacle free. Rather than, okay, this is the obstacle, these are the options, and then let me fight and I create a conflict within myself. Every situation is bringing new lessons, whether positive or negative. There are positive situations, they teach me something. There are negative situations, they also teach me something. The teaching is happening at every level. It is not that only negative situations teach me, positive situations also teach me. And the most important lesson they teach me is the law of impermanence. Law of impermanence. Nothing is permanent. This is known as law of impermanence. Anitya. Everything is impermanent. Now there is a sorrow, it will soon be followed by happiness. Now there is happiness, soon it will be followed by sorrow. So why I disturb myself because of these happenings? Somebody obeys me, I feel happy. But soon he will start disobeying me, then I'll feel unhappy. My happiness, why should it depend upon his obedience or disobedience? Parents, children. Parents are unhappy because children don't obey them. But this is the cycle of impermanence. Everything which is I see, I feel, everything is impermanent. All interactions are impermanent. Just focusing on this one basic law, I learn things. Everything is happening, will pass away. Happiness, sorrow, changes of weather, everything. So, Baba is saying, become free from obstacles. First of all, don't think them as an obstacle. Think them as opportunities. Think them as learning lessons. Then they will not disturb you. You remain untouched. And yet, there is growth. So, thinking and then feeling. Feel them deeply. Yes, this thing has come to teach me something and I must learn. I must learn. I must learn. This learning process should go on. Every situation is teaching me something. Every person is teaching me something. And in that manner, the whole world is my teacher. A small child is my teacher. Success is my teacher. Failure is my teacher. This cold is my teacher and summer is my teacher and winter is my teacher and rains are my teacher. I look at everyone as a teacher. Every single human being is my teacher. I am learning something from them. Not just human beings but from nature as well. So this learning attitude itself changes the perspective. And then desiring. This itself creates a conflict. There is a problem and I want solution. Baba says, Karan converts into Nivaran. Samasya turn into Samadhan. You don't have to work on those Samadhan or Nivaran. You have to work at this level. Into that Karan. This should not anymore remain Karan. Anymore remain reason. Anymore remain problem. I don't see it as a problem at all now. I don't see it as anywhere as a reason now. I see something else. I change my perspective, things start changing. So this is the real method of becoming free from obstacle. So this is the latest of Vyakta Murli, 15th March 2010, which was played out in Shantivan, 25th February 2021. So double foreigners are double effort makers. Bab Dada saw this a lot more in the news of Madhuban. All those who have come here, do you all consider yourselves to be free from obstacles? Those who consider themselves to be free from obstacles, raise your hands. Free from obstacles. Acha. There is majority. Some are not, though the majority is. One of the best thing is, whenever you see any problem in life, sit down and first of all, pen down what is the problem. Is it really a problem or you are creating a problem by thinking? Penning down, jotting down. This is one thing when everyone can do. And changing the perspective. Okay. Om Shanti.